Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. With
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn up strong. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome, Black. Have your say, Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Like I said, a one-hour program, and we have all yarns across the table. All ears here on your deadly yarns. All right, now, Aussies' motivations for wanting to lose fat are revealed in a new report. The Fat Loss Report find an equal number of women, 38%, and men, 38%, simply want to look good and naked, with nearly two-thirds, 62%, saying the toughest place to lose fat is from their belly. A new science-led supplement for fat loss launches down under just in time for summer. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Ben Lucas, leading personal trainer and FBX ambassador, who has over two decades of experience in the fitness industry and has trained everyone from new mums to retired women and even celebrities. And we have Ben on the line. Very good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm fabulous, thank you.
Fantastic. Where are you based, my friend?
I'm in Paddington, Sydney.
All right, fantastic. So, yeah, I got what you call furniture disease. My chest dropped in my drawers. So I've got to get my chest back up to my to my top part. So, yeah, the belly is the biggest drama. So tell us about the fat loss report, my friend.
Yes, there's a new fat loss report that's come out just talking about Australians' motivation for losing fat. And the majority of people, so it's almost 40% of men and women, they just want to look better naked, you know, and that's because they just want to feel better about themselves. And obviously, and they talk about the toughest part for both men and women to lose fat is from around that belly area.
Mm. And so there's a few things. I mean, we talk about food intake, alcohol, but also movement. I'll render you say too much couch, not enough ouch, you know. We've got to have all avenues, don't we, in play.
Well, so, yeah, we really at our FBX really value a holistic approach to losing fat. If you're focused on just the nutrition side of things, yes, you can lose weight and fat, but you're going to lose muscle as well. If you focus on just the exercise part of things, it's going to be harder to lose fat and harder to lose weight overall. But it's when we have that holistic look of both nutrition side of things, exercise, including weight training, resistance training, and cardiovascular work, and then potentially looking down the track at a fat loss supplement like our FBX Fat Loss Optimizer.
Okay, and talking to you as a leading personal trainer, they say if it's white, it's not right. So we're talking flour, sugar, milk. Can you confirm the statement?
No, I actually can't. I don't necessarily believe in saying no to certain food groups or no to certain colours of food. Or no, we're looking at more total calorie intake.
Okay.
Now, the more processed food it is, then the more people have touched it, the more chemicals are in it, it's going to be more easy to digest and therefore it's going to be less filling. So yes, I would recommend my clients look for more whole foods, fruit, veg, meat, nuts, eggs, things like that. But if we are having some white foods, that's okay as long as we're not eating them in excess.
Sure. All right, fantastic. And the exercise as well, when we talk about fundamental things, walking a block, I mean, you don't have to be running a marathon, so to speak. But we are creatures of habit. Just create a habit and good habits at that, Ben.
Well, that's it. So opposed to just looking at the result, which is how much weight I've lost, you know, what my body fat is, how many centimetres my waist is. We prefer to look set process goals. Mm. You know, how many minutes are we walking? How many kilometres are we getting in? How many squats am I doing? How many push-ups? And then if we just slowly and consistently inch them up over time, we're going to be increasing our metabolism, we're going to be increasing how many calories burned, and we're going to be in that negative calorie balance that's going to help us lose body fat and weight long term.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. And the fat loss report, is that an annual thing that comes out, a report that comes out annually?
Yes, annual fat loss report sponsored by FBX Optimizer Fat Loss Fort, and really just helps us gain those insights for how we can better serve the Australian population about what they're really looking for.
Sure, look, and these reports are fantastic because it brings all the so-called numbers, the facts, to the table. And look, sometimes we as humans like to put our head in the sand and ignore, you know, denial, and there ain't no river in Egypt, but we need to look at the facts. Yeah. That in itself could be a motivation, yes?
100%. We need to step on the scales, we need to measure our weight, we need to look at the cold, hard truth, because only then we can do something about it.
Beautiful. Ben, thank you for your yarn, my friend. All the best to you. Take care, and we'll yarn soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Ben Lucas, his name is, a leading personal trainer and FBX ambassador. And we're talking about the Australian first approach to fat loss launches. We're talking about the fat loss report and finding an equal number of women, 30%, and men, 30%, simply want to look good naked. So true, you know. And look, as we get older, we tend to slow down a bit. But look, just keep active. Like I said, we are humans. We are creatures of habit as human beings. Takes 30 days to create a habit, so keep mobile. That's what it is. And if it's just walking around the block, it takes 30 days to create a habit. Start that tomorrow. This is the first day of the rest of your life, you mob. Start that tomorrow, and then every day, just walk around the block, just walk around the block, and you do that for 30 days, becomes a habit. Most people wake up in the morning, have a coffee, and have a durry. Change your habits, and it changes your life. So there you go. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black.
Them times where they were fine, and now I'm getting older and I wanna go home, I wanna go home. So take me home to tell me I where the love is near, and when my time comes by, gonna bury me back home. And that ain't no lie. I'm gonna tell my kids, take me back to Tiwi Island where I live with the child. Oh,
get on your mouth. It's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Marasound Productions. When I was a young boy, I used to ask my old man, Daddy, can you learn me Badu song? They say, wah, wah, you no forget my boy, you lack them Badu man. I say, and speak, I go sing you this song. This song is called the German March.
German Antigona.
Yanda banapi bamanda, yanda bakat yanda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM, BBM.
Eddie on the track.
On your daily program, National Talk Black, have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn up, yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, you mob. Now, veterinarians warns Queenslanders to protect pets against deadly disease this wet season. With that, we're going to catch up and have a yarn with Dr. Graham Lawrenson, veterinarian at Tropic Vets. That's Tropical Vets. And we have Dr. on the line. Dr. Graham, good morning. How are you?
Very good, mate. Thank you. How are yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, look, looking after our fur babies. You're talking about a deadly disease this wet season. Enlighten us, please, Doctor.
Yeah, mate. So there's a disease called leptospirosis. It's carried by rats primarily, and our dogs will catch it by either like killing the rat or even just drinking the water in creeks and drains and puddles and that sort of thing. And that's how they catch it. And it's a nasty disease. It's generally fatal if they catch it.
So as long as we've had rats, we've always had lepto. Is that right?
That is correct, yeah. So in Australia, since ever we've had dogs in Australia and obviously rats, it's been around.
Okay.
It's more of a problem where there's lots of water. So in drier parts of Australia, we don't see it so much, but in North Queensland, we see it a lot.
Sure. And what does it do to the animals if they drink it or get in touch with this, or they pick up the disease, lepto?
Yeah, so it's a little organism, a little bit like a bacteria, gets into their kidneys and into their liver and actually causes kidney failure and liver failure. They'll go yellow, they go jaundice, and their kidneys really start playing up. They'll get sometimes vomiting and they'll go off their food. They're the normal signs you see first.
Fatal?
It is fatal, yeah. If they catch it and it's not treated, they will die, yeah.
So what we need to do to protect our fur babies, keep cleaning the water out or keep them indoors away from the floods or rains?
Yeah, a few things. Yep. Yeah, definitely a few things. If you've, definitely keep them away from, especially when the floods are on, when there's heavy rain, keep them out of that flood water. Same as us, we shouldn't be in it because we can actually catch this disease as well. But other than that, there's actually a vaccine. We've had a vaccine for quite a few years, but it's gone off the market a few years ago. But just in the last 2 months, we've got a vaccine back and available now, which is good. Right time of year to get the vaccine, right before it's going to get wet. You know.
So, of course, we give the our fur babies the vaccine prior to the wet season.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so lovely. Yep.
Best. But they need two shots. They've got to come one time, and they've got to come back 4 weeks later. So that's what we're trying to get the word out now to get it done, you know, before the wet season really hits.
Okay, lepto. Any information on lepto? Can we Google it and get more information?
Yeah, sure. If you just Google lepto in dogs.
L-E-P-T-O?
L-E-P-T-O, yeah.
Yep.
You'll find plenty of information there on the internet, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for your yarn. And look, it's about loving and respecting our beautiful fur babies, and we need to do our bits, and we live in tropical north, and with that comes, rain and what have you, and that creates, lepto if you look at it with rats around.
Yes, exactly. Good on you, Trevor. Thanks, mate.
All the best, Dr. Graham. You take care. Bye-bye.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There it is, Dr. Graham Lurensden, his name, a veterinarian at Tropical Vets, and talking about, I never heard of it, but lepto, as long as we've had dogs and as long as we've had rats, there's always been this disease called lepto. So a veterinarian warns Queensland to protect pets against deadly disease this wet season. Not mainly in dry countries, dry areas, is what Dr. Graham said, but up here in North Queensland, because with the monsoonal and with the rain and what have you, lepto is about. So we need to do our bit to protect our animals. You can take your animals to the vet to get a vaccine, and that'll protect them as well. So, and then you have to go back 4 weeks' time and do the same thing again. So there it is. That's the word from Dr. Graham Lawrenson. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Merry Christmas, Koori New Year. Tell us what's happening for your festive season, you mob. Too deadly.
Baba Wayan Nino Maidi Mari. Baba Wayan Nino Maidi Angela. Namunia Kaime Inoko Bilu. Inoko Bilu. Father, we ask you, please send your Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you for your holy angels to come and stay with us all through this night, all through this night, until the morning light. Baba Waya Ninu Maidi Mari. Baba Waya Ninu Maidi Angela. Father, we ask you, please send your Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you for your holy angels to come and stay with us all through this night, all through this night, until the morning light.
Queensland's weather can be unpredictable, and it doesn't plan before it strikes. It won't ask if you have a plan B for kindy pickup, or if your neighbour can check on the dogs. It won't ask if your elderly mum has enough medication, or if your family photos are safe. And it won't ask if your family is ready. Weather doesn't plan, but you can. Search Get Ready Queensland and make your emergency plan online today. Spoken by Jonathan Thurston. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in. Practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
I stand with you in the room.
Let's talk about it. Yeah.
We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't want to believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited? Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. Took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga, new day, same bitch. Nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great-grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Look, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black
Lives
Matter.
Baby, baby, baby. If only you could see what you're doing
to me. Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me to become complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart that's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward, praying for the fallen, dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and that walk on by. For the lies that they preach us, the violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit, our willingness to believe for the nightmare that this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming of better ways, of a better day, and some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years. Nothing. We push above where we are. It ain't hard if we all got the courage to get up and get involved with a little bit of love. Come on. If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters.
Baby, 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 baby.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it.
Family. No. Black life matters.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
Yana with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. as BBM Bummer Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Now, Jara wins Telstra Business of the Year Award. Jara, together with their Deadly Enterprises, was announced Telstra's Business of the Year and also winner of the Indigenous Excellence category at the Telstra Best of Business Awards last week. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with the Jara Group CEO, Rodney Carden. We have Rodney on the line. Rodney, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Trevor.
Good. Congratulations.
It's exciting stuff.
Exciting stuff. Top of the table, here it is, of the Telstra Business of the Year and winner of Indigenous Excellent category. Tell us who Jara is first. Explain that, please, Rodney. And what do you guys do?
So Jara is our brand's name for the Jar Jar Wardong Clan's Aboriginal Corporation, and we're based in Bendigo, Central Victoria.
Okay, fantastic. And what works do you do? What's your industry?
Yeah, so the corporation proper is about improving the situation for our members, Jar Jar Wardong people, and social outcomes, and supporting our mob through the community support program. And we own a number of subsidiaries as companies, and so we do natural resource management, forest gardening, Jandak Weed, Giving Fire, environmental sciences, cultural tourism, entrepreneurs doing different forms of arts and crafts that are commercially sold. And we've also got a pretty substantial property. We do our agriculture through Jarkic, building a really big yabby farm and doing kangaroo grass.
Fantastic. Beautiful. And we're talking about employment of Indigenous people, of course, yes?
Yeah. So our principal remit is around employing our own mob. Increasingly, because we're such a big employer, Trevor, you know, we'll employ other ATSI people, so people that choose to live and want to work on country. And we have a lot of partners and allies, non-Jara people that also believe in our community's vision that work with us.
They're fantastic. And look, we start business or we do organisation, what have you, to create a space and employment or a vision for career pathways, you could say. We don't do it for any rewards or recognition, but it's good to get acknowledged. And then to win a business award, a year award, it's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right, Trevor. Look, what we're trying to do, I think, initially or principally, is do something really good for us and our mob. And I think what we're seeing here through this award is a recognition of just how significant many of our people can be when we run businesses or be entrepreneurs and work in a commercial environment beyond just supporting our people. And I think that's been heard by Telstra and the judges, and we're extremely honoured to have won the National Indigenous Excellence. You know, that speaks for itself, but then to be the best in the room and nationally against all these other businesses, it's just so exciting.
Yeah, fantastic. And like I said, congratulations. So with that, what did you do for the celebration? Was you all at the, and how many were there for the awards night? And what did you celebrate? And where does the trophy sit?
The trophy sits in a display cabinet at our brand new offices that we have only opened 4 weeks ago, amongst a few other awards we've got along the way in the last 10 years. But
it sounded like you had vision. It sounded like, look, we're going to win a trophy. Let's get a new office. That's confidence.
Yeah, true. But look, the night was a little bit overwhelming. It was very, very sort of high-level performance, celebration.
And everybody dressed up?
Look, the mob that were with us, some of our corporate family members, it was just an exciting
Beautiful.
Night,
Trevor. Well, fantastic. Once again, congratulations. Big shout-out to the Jara mob. Keep doing what you're doing, Rodney. Good yarning with you. And winners and grinners, brother.
Thanks, Trevor. And look, hopefully it shows, us, in all of our mobs all across the country, your listeners, that, you know, we're definitely good enough, Trevor, as people. We know that ourselves.
Of course we are.
And to have a crack is a really good thing.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much. You keep smiling, Rodney. We'll talk soon, brother.
We'll do, but take care, Trevor.
Bye bye. Deadly Yande, Rodney Carter's name is Jara Group CEO, and Jara won the Deadly Enterprise, was announced Telstra's Business of the Year, also winner of the Indigenous Excellent category at the Telstra Best Business Awards. And Telstra Best of Business Awards were created to celebrate the achievements of the small and medium-sized businesses while giving them the opportunity to learn from Australia's best business minds and their passion about recognising standout business while inspiring the next generation of entrepreneurs. So fantastic. Congratulations. There were something like 22,000 applicants over the field. So it was an absolute honour to be recognised nationally as the Business of the Year. Jara wins Telstra Business of the Year Award. Too Deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, your mob. Too Deadly.